This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so look, Powell talked today, as he usually does, for about 45 minutes after the Fed wrapped up its meeting. So we can't cover everything that he said, but there is something that wasn't talked about. Why has the labor market not yet gotten the memo that this economy really needs to cool down for some inflation to get back to normal? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
Companies are still hiring a lot of workers because their customers, that's us, are still giving them money.
Consumers are still spending.
Mark Hamrick is senior economic analyst for Bankrate.
So the economy is continuing to expand. We've seen that most recently in the GDP rising in the third quarter.
GDP is in the total value of everything produced in the economy. And so, despite whispers of recession and rising interest rates, employers are still hiring.
They're still recovering from the height of the pandemic.
Amber Clayton is with SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. Workers left some industries like restaurants in droves, for example, and there's been a decline in immigration.
Most of what I hear from employers is that they're struggling to find talent.
And the fact that it has been such a pain to find people means that many employers are still looking.
They're holding on to workers because of, or at least due in part to, the challenges of finding workers. And so essentially it's this concept of labor hoarding.
John Lear is chief economist at Morning Consult. All that said, there are signs the labor winds are changing.
Increasingly, it's the case that lower income adults are saying that they ran out of their savings and that prompted them to re-enter the labor force.
He says more workers are taking on second jobs, too. So if more workers are coming into the labor market, that could cool things down. Erica Groshen is a senior economic advisor at Cornell and former commissioner of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. She says the current pace of hiring can't go on indefinitely.
The working age population is just not increasing at that level.
So at some point, she says, something's got to give. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.